Do you ever sit and observe families, like when you're in a restaurant, for example? Sometimes people really do enjoy each other. They talk and laugh and interact. Others don't talk so much, but you can tell they have a genuine concern for each other. Then there are those that eat away, mostly sitting in non-communicating silence. I observed a couple that appeared to be in their late 60s. I know some people don't talk as much while they eat as others do, but man, there wasn't communication, period. The wife made an attempt. She took her fork and pointed to a specific portion on his plate and asked something like, "How does that taste?" Even though he answered her, it was more like grunting. She didn't talk after that. I mean, if the other person treats you like a post in the pasture, why talk? You don't have to abuse people, just ignore them and fail to affirm them, and they'll get the idea quick that in your mind, they don't amount to much. Do you communicate positive things with the people you love? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long. Every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you. Welcome to the second hour of today's Olive Tree. Today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. On Sunday, I host the three-hour Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360KHNC.com. Monday through Friday, I host the Present Truth program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts for the Sunday programs are on 1360KHNC.com and also archived on 1360KHNC.com are both hours of the Present Truth program. The first hour is also available on podcast on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Weeknights, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7. I host the first hour is played on 1360 AM radio in Northern Colorado. In the first hour, I read about the new conscription law. American males 18 to 26 for the coming drafts in 2025. America will go to war in 2025 after the election. I ended the first hour by saying that Donald Trump will not be the winner because he will not take the United States to war. He will end the war in Ukraine. He will most likely influence Benjamin Netanyahu, work something out with the Arab world or the Muslim world or the world of Islam, the terrorists in the Middle East. And that war, he is not to interfere with it. Donald Trump is not to interfere with that war. That war is in a prophecy in Psalm 83. It's a prophecy where God begins punishment and will punish all of the hostile family members and nations that have been hostile to Israel for 3,700 years. They will be punished. God said they would be punished. They will be punished in our time. The punishment will begin on October 7th, 2023. Will conclude probably toward the end of this year. But the punishment will be thorough so that all of the people in the world will know that God's prophecies that were prophesied by his prophets, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Amos, Zephaniah, and Haggai, Habakkuk, and others, will come to pass. And these prophets have talked about this war in Gaza, and after 3,700 years, God would punish them for all of the evil that they have done as families and as countries to the nation of Israel. Donald Trump is not allowed to interfere with it, so Donald Trump will not be elected president because he will interfere. He will halt and possibly bring about some type of peace. But according to the prophecy in Psalm 83, that war must be fulfilled exactly as written. The only one to do that is Benjamin Netanyahu. And another thing that the Psalm 83 war will do and has done, it will flush out all of the anti-Semitic, Israel-hating Christians that another thing that would be accomplished. Not only would Israel's enemies be punished, but also God would use the Psalm 83 war to flush out Christian people who are anti-Semitic, whether they have podcasts, ministries. They will be flushed out for who they are because they don't know prophecy. They don't know anything about the prophecy in Psalm 83 war. They have no idea what God says about what he will do to people that persecute his Jewish people and the nation itself. There will be negative consequences. There will be negative sanctions against these people. And in the patriot community, all of the anti-Israel, anti-Jewish hatred is being exposed by God because of this war. These people believe in their mind, in their heart, because they don't know prophecy, they don't know the Bible. They believe that this is Israel bringing about genocide on the Arab people in the Gaza Strip. No, it's not what the Psalm says. The Psalm says these people hate God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They hate the God of the Christian people. They hate Jesus Christ. It says these people want to eliminate all of the individuals in the nation of Israel, genocide. And it says that these people want to eliminate the thought of the nation of Israel. They want to erase. Erase means ethnic cleanse. Anything Jewish, anything in history pertaining to the Jewish people. So the war, the genocide is against the Jewish people. The ethnic cleansing is against the Jewish people. The hatred is directed specifically at God. And at the end of the chapter, God said, the writer says that God wants these people to know him. They want these people to know the Messiah. And many of the people in the Gaza, they are now calling for the end to these terrorists from being there. They want the leaders to be dealt with, which Israel is doing. They want to be free from Hamas rule, from the Hamas leaders. They want to be free from Yahya Sinwar. They want to be free from Haniyeh, who was killed last week, from all these people. And they will be free from these people. But the anti-Semitism and the hatred in the Christian
community. Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
apologize for that. I kind of overlapped and was talking over the commercial there. You know, I'm a man of focus, and I wasn't paying attention. That's what happens. But really, to be honest with you, I am watching what is happening with the Christian ministries, podcasters who are anti-Semitic. I'm going to mention their names, Stu Peters and Mike Adams, the health ranger, and Maria Z. They don't understand the Psalm 83. They don't understand that God is punishing, like he said he would, the ancient enemies of Israel going back 3,700 years. Psalm 83 was written about 3,000 years ago. Benjamin Netanyahu is the king of Israel, whom we call prime minister, that God has ordained to be the man to lead the Israeli defense forces to battle, to these wars, to be victorious, to punish, according to the prophecies, these enemies of Israel, these enemies of God. They're enemies of God. Read the Psalm 83. Oh Lord, they hate you. That's how it starts out. You cannot hate God. You cannot hate the God of Israel. You will be punished. You will suffer negative sanctions. Things will not be well with you. These people, they don't know what they're talking about. They say that this is a genocide. Stu Peters has become way too much. He better be careful. But God is using Psalm 83, this war in the Gaza, to flush out anti-Semitism in the United States outside of the Christian community. Just in the government. Look at what's happening daily in the Congress. All these people, the hatred of Israel. Look at the protests on the campus across the country. In Europe, the hatred in China, the Middle East. God is infinitely wise, and he is true to his word. He told Abraham, in cursing, I will bless those that bless thee. I will curse those that curse thee. You even have people now saying that you cannot tell who the Jewish people are by taking DNA tests. That's hogwash, foolishness, stupidity. I'm Hispanic. I can take a blood test, and it's not going to show that I'm Irish. My name could be, what's a good Irish name? Murphy. Rick Murphy. They take a blood test, and it shows that I'm Hispanic. And some people are saying you go by the lineages, the names, lineage to lineage to lineage, but you don't go by DNA blood test. That is absolute sheer stupidity. Stupidity, I'm telling you. These people are ignorant. They're brilliant. They can be brilliant. But they are truly without understanding and unwise. The Jewish people, there is the within those who say they are Jews, and they are the synagogue of Satan. They are the church of Satan. But they claim to be Jews by name. But now take a blood test, take a DNA test, and let's see the truth. And these people who say they are Jews and are the individuals who are not Jews, who control the world, who have controlled the world, who have been involved in overthrowing countries that say they are Jews, bringing a bad name I don't know how to phrase it. They claim to be Jews and bringing hatred to the Jewish people that don't deserve the hatred. The people that are doing this evil, Soros, George Soros. Is he truly Jew? We need a blood test. If he is Jew, he may be of the tribe of Dan, who is the tribe that caused the children of Israel to worship demons to sacrifice their children to Baal. And there is this lineage, Dan, who was replaced by Manasseh and is not recorded in the book of Revelation chapter 7 as one of the 12 tribes of Israel. And he, Dan, born of Jacob's wife's concubine, not even, she was born of a, Leah had a concubine. And Dan was one, was the daughter of the concubine, a son of the concubine. And there was witchcraft with this boy. And he used that witchcraft to worship in another altar in a distant area, leading the children of Israel, the Jewish people, to worship different gods. And the tribe of Dan exists today, and they do worship another god. And the name of that god is Satan, is the devil, Lucifer. They're devil worshipers. They're of the synagogue of the devil, the church of Satan. But they claim to be Jews, and they're not. And so now you have a mess. You have everything is opaque, unclear. Waters are murky. Who's a Jew? Who isn't a Jew? And don't, I'm not saying that the Jewish people aren't, they don't have a plague in their heart. They don't have sin. I'm not saying that. But the thing is this. There are those Jewish people that God promised to protect. They're his. And if he decides to punish them, chastise them, correct them, he has every right to do that. He will do it. And he uses nations to punish them. He used Babylon the Great. He used Assyria. He used Egypt. He used the Phoenicians. He used, he's going to use the United States of America. The Jewish people are fighting for their existence, but they still are going to make big mistakes in the future. They should worship Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they are in the culture. There's a lot of idolatry, the worship of other gods. It goes way back to the time when they came out of Egypt, before that even. Now, the Psalm 83 war, for the people that don't understand what this war is, it is simply God's promise. He promised to punish and chastise the people that were family members and hostile nations, to punish them collectively at the same time. Each prophecy is specific, but they would all be carried out in our time, when we would have the technology, when we would be able to watch in real time God punish the, we could see the punishment of God on these people in real time, and we're watching it. It happens 2 seconds ago, and we can see it 2 seconds later. in real time. Because God wants mankind to realize he exists, he is real. He declared the end from the beginning. What is happening now, he declared it 3,000 years ago. From ancient times, things that aren't done yet, they will happen. There are things that are going to come to pass that have not happened yet, but they were things that happened. He spoke to us from ancient times about things that are going to happen. And I'm going to tell you something that will happen. Israel is going to Jordan. The nation of Jordan is going to attack Israel. Israel is going to take over that whole nation. It's in the prophecies in the Bible. It will happen. As God spoke it, he says it will happen. As he even thought it in his thinking, it will come to pass. You want to fight God? Then go ahead and steep in your hatred toward the Jewish people. You go ahead and sit and stew in that deep hatred of the Jewish people. And I promise you, you won't sleep. You're going to get sick. And God will allow it to happen till you get so tired of it that you'll repent. And you'll ask him to forgive you. These people that I mentioned better repent. This Stu Peters, he better repent. He better read Psalm 83. He better read it again and again and again till he understands this is God saying Israel is to punish these ancient enemies, especially the Philistines and the Gaza. These are related to Esau, Jacob's brother. Their family with Ishmael, Abraham's son, before Sarah, before Isaac was born. It's going to be bad. God will cut them off. There will be no flow of the Holy Spirit on their lives. They won't have the Holy Spirit. They won't have direction. They'll be more confused. And hopefully they'll wake up before God decides to bring even more negative sanctions on them. It's very simple with God. Things are very simple, not complicated. You're pleasing to God, there will be positive sanctions in your life. If you're displeasing, there will be negative sanctions. Mike Adams, the health ranger, he better read Psalm 83. Stu Peters better read Psalm 83. And Maria Z, I like her. She better read Psalm 83. There are others I'm studying too. These Jewish people are going to inherit the coming millennial kingdom. They're going to rule the earth within 9 years. They're going to be the family that rules the world. If you're anti-Semitic, that is just going to heap fire on your head. No. Jesus Christ is coming. And when he comes, he's going to come to the Mount of Olives where he ascended from, and he's going to reveal himself to the Jewish people. And they're going to weep because they realize they missed him. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts are on the 1360khnc.com radio site and also on americasfreedomnetwork.com site. Tonight, 6 to 7, the first hour plays on 1360 AM radio.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Need pain relief? Gruska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Okay, and I don't know. I over the weekend, reading comments, tweets on X. I'm telling you, all the anti-Semitism being exposed. God said in the Book of Revelation, chapter 12, the hatred of the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, would be so great. And the persecution is coming from the devil, because God chose a family through Abraham to represent him, and the family would be apostate. The family wouldn't represent the Lord in the way that they should, but still, God would protect them, and he will protect them. Even from hostile, blind Christianity. And I'm telling you, the Christian people who should know the Bible, they don't. They should know the Bible. They don't know the Bible. And because they have bad teachers. Terrible teachers, false prophets, false teachers. I really didn't plan to go this direction, but it is very important so that you in this audience, you listeners, don't get caught in a demonic, satanic lie. I'm going to go over Revelation chapter 12 briefly to show you the anti-Semitic hatred that began on October 7th. There is a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, upon her head a crown of 12 stars, she being with trial, travailing in birth, pain to be delivered. There appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great dragon, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns upon its heads. The tail drew third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. She brought forth a man-child. Christ is the man-child, who was to rule all the nations with the rod of iron. Her child was caught up unto God to his throne on the day of ascension. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared for God, of God, that he should feed her there for 1,260 days. That is to come. When this coming Antichrist that we call in the Western world Antichrist, the Jewish people will know this person as the abomination of desolation. When that individual goes to Jerusalem, stands in the holy place in the temple, declares himself to be God, God is going to take the Jewish people into present-day Jordan to protect them. And there's going to be big, great war in heaven. Michael and his angels will fight against the dragon. The dragon will fight and his angels. And the angels of the devil will not prevail. And then Satan is going to be cast out, the one who's deceived the whole world. He's going to be cast out of heaven with his angels. There's going to be great deliverance. And once the dragon is cast out of heaven, he's going to persecute the woman, which brought forth the man-child, the Jewish people, Israel, or the Jewish people. And again, this woman is given 2 wings to fly into the wilderness. To fly into the wilderness to be protected. The earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth, swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out. And the dragon is going to be angry with the woman and will go to make war with the remnant of her seed, the Christian people, during the Great Tribulation. But the world is going to see through all of this Jewish hatred. The world is going to see through it. Initially, no. But then, the people of the world are going to help the Jewish people to leave the nations and go back to the Middle East. It's a prophecy called the Second Exodus, an exodus that was greater than the exodus in Moses' time. It has already begun. You're going to see it. Internationally, many Jewish people, there's going to be a flood of people going back to the Middle East. And many of them are going to end up in present-day Jordan. I'm telling you what's coming. Israel is going to have conflict with Jordan, the nation of Jordan, and it's going to be a short war, and Israel is going to take over that whole nation of Jordan. You think people are mad now, you wait till then. But it's going to happen. Damascus is going to be destroyed. These are things that were spoken in ancient times that have not yet happened. But they will happen. Damascus is going to be destroyed. Benjamin Netanyahu is now fighting his own cabinet. But they're not going to prevail against him. And even the head of the commander of the head commander of the IDF and Gallant, who I think was the prime minister a couple of years ago, are just about to be taken to the woodshed. They're arguing with Netanyahu, saying, you need to stop this war. We have an opportunity now that Ismail Haniya is dead. We have an opportunity to stop the war. Netanyahu's not going to listen to him. Psalm 83 says Netanyahu is going to complete this war. Not Gallant, nobody in the Likud or Knesset are going to stop him. He has orders from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to finish this war quickly. Rick Rodriguez, the present truth.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Optimistic about the way that things are going.
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your Bachelor of Arts help you get by.
Okay, one final time, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, The Present Truth Program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And then weeknights, 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio, Northern Colorado, Johnstown. You'll hear the first hour. Okay. Now, this matter of the anti-Semitic hatred is one of the main signs in the last decade before Christ returns. He's returning, most likely by 2032. There will be no Agenda 2035. Basically, Agenda 2030, we will be definitely in tribulation, hardship, like the world has never known by 2028. Maybe the summer of 2028. Great tribulation. We're in a time of transition in this country, in the world. America with the coming election. Boy, I'm trying to go five directions. One of the signs, the anti-Semitic hatred. The hatred of Israel. The hatred of the Jewish people. People talk about Zionism and this government supporting Zionism. There's the Zionism of the Rockefellers. There are what you call Christian Zionists. Everything Zionists. Well, the waters are so muddied, I don't have the time. I'm just finishing out the hour. Zionism basically, simply, biblically, is Israel was given a parcel of land that would be their inheritance through Moses by God. And that land is theirs. They are a people that was called by God to represent Him. And they've done, botched it, you might say, but so have the Christian people. Zionism is these people that are Jewish, that believe the promises of God to them as Jewish people, and that land belongs to them. Simply, that is Zionism. Also, their belief, their temple, and their worship of Yahweh. Simply. Then you have Rockefeller Zionism. The Rockefellers wanted to parcel out the area that we know as Israel to different family members, and they wanted a Zionist state. And they claim to be Jewish. They want Zion, but they use the term Zion in the sense of a place that they can own, control, parcel out. Family members will each have a rule. Christian Zionists, you could say people that support Israel, that the Christian Zionism is that this government should support Israel. They love Israel. They love the Jewish people. They believe the Jewish people have a right to their own country. That would say pure Christian Zionism. And then you have those who are anti-Semitic, who they hate the name Zion, anything Jewish, anything pertaining to the God of Israel. It gets very complicated, and it doesn't have to be. As a Christian, I support Israel, the Jewish people. I don't send support to Israel for war, anything like that. Because as a Christian, we believers, we have Messiah living in us. And we are the ones who are to present to mankind Messiah. And he is Jewish. And he was born in Israel. And he did die. He did ascend. And he returned as the Holy Spirit to give eternal life to all who will call upon his name. So in a sense, I'm a Zionist in that behalf.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment, it's fantasy, it's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at
KHNC.
For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared, I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Okay, we'll finish out today's program. Now, on a crazy note, out of the Washington Examiner, Pelosi claims Biden's face should be added to Mount Rushmore. Nancy Pelosi argued in a new interview that President Joe Biden is a Mount Rushmore kind of president and indicated his face should be included as part of the iconic monument. What kind of stare and gaze are we going to put on that Mount Rushmore? What will he look like? Will he look like he knows what he's talking about? Or will he be gazing off into the distance? I don't think you better put his face up there. It says here that you have George Washington, brilliant man. Thomas Jefferson, brilliant man. Abraham Lincoln, absolutely brilliant. Theodore Roosevelt, again. And then you're going to put Joe Biden? She says that he's been such a consequential president when reflecting on his term. But you got Teddy Roosevelt up there. He's wonderful, Pelosi said. I don't say take him down, but you can add Biden. What the world needs is another face on Mount Rushmore, a face that had, of an individual that low IQ, Trump would call him low IQ Joe. Mike Huckabee of Arkansas, the Republican Arkansas governor, he was governor, he said he called it laughingly ridiculous. He also questions if Nancy Pelosi was sober during the interview. There had to have been something to explain her suggestion. And Nancy, you know, she has her own vineyard, grows her own wine. So I'm pretty sure she's hitting the sauce every night. Yep. So you're going to add low IQ Joe to Mount Rushmore. I don't know how they could do that. I mean, and they would probably put up Joe's face when he was like having an affair with his daughter Ashley. The guy's really, really, really a criminal, as history is proving. 1360khnc.com for podcasts of both hours of The Present Truth. We'll visit tomorrow. I'm losing my voice. We'll visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360khnc.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.